You're listening to the Whack Hoops Digest Podcast with Kyle McDonald.
So I have CBU Women's Basketball Head Coach Jared Olson with me here on the podcast today. Jared, thanks for joining me. It's great to talk to you. I know that you've been busy with everything going on. You guys have actually played probably more games than anybody in the Western Athletic Conference this season. So pretty busy season so far.
We certainly have played the most conference games, which we've been pretty lucky to do that. I think, it's starting to get a little bit better. Teams are starting to play a little more regularly, which is great for everybody. And, obviously it's been a challenging year just with the trying to keep everybody safe. And we've been pretty lucky to play the games we have. And, hopefully we'll get to play a few more.
Sure. You guys are 16-0 right now, 8-0 in WAC play. CollegeInsider.com and major poll at number 9. That's before they, put in the new the wins this past weekend. What's kind of – I think we talked about it at media day. You just have a lot of experience and girls that have come up in your program, and now it's kind of all culminating in what's going on right now this year.
Yeah, we have a pretty good group, obviously. We do have some experience. We have some depth, which has really helped us, because we've had – there's been some – injuries that we've kind of had to go through that we've kind of been able to work through because we've had so much depth. And I think it's just, sometimes things kind of click for you in the season, and, we've been fortunate enough to kind of catch a break here or there, which is kind of, obviously we haven't lost yet, but, even if that was to happen at some point, we've had a good group that's worked really hard and they've been really committed to their goals. And I think that when you have a group that's experienced, that kind of knows what they're doing, and they have that level of commitment, there's going to be a certain level of success that follows. And yeah, it's been fun to really coach them.
Is it easier when you have that experience to deal with kind of the preseason expectations that kind of everybody put on your program, that they can handle that and they don't even blink an eye with it?
I mean, honestly, I just don't really put much into that stuff. So, I don't remember if we ever even talked about it. The girls would probably that'd be a lot better for them to answer that question than for me. But I certainly think that, they have pretty high expectations for themselves. And I think we're pretty internally motivated, so I think what happens on the outside kind of happens on the outside, and we just do our best to, to work towards our goals. Our goals were to win the WAC regular season, win the WAC tournament, and hopefully make it to some sort of postseason tournament. And, those are still in play. When those things are alive this late in the year, it's a good sign.
Friday and Saturday, you guys played New Mexico State. Friday night, you guys won by 40-plus points, and that was your 200th win as the head coach at CBU. Did the girls know that going into that game that accomplishment was there, and that's maybe why they played so well that night?
I certainly doubt that. I didn't know that was the case until we were just walking out into the tunnel to the locker room, and the announcer Brett Bowell had said it, and I was like, "Oh, okay." My brother is a coach too at NEI school in Nebraska, Concordia, and he had won his 400th game on Wednesday, so 200 didn't really feel like that of a deal at the time, but I know it's a pretty good accomplishment in the short time we've been here, and a lot of great players go into that. But yeah, nobody had any idea other than probably the sports information department at that point. So yeah.
Nice. Now let's talk a little bit about that New Mexico State series. Yeah. Just to kind of recap, you win by 40-plus points Friday night, double-digit win again on Saturday. You guys shoot the lights out from three-point line. I think you had 10 three-pointers in the first half on Friday. Is that something you expect from your team night in and night out, or was that just kind of a holy cow, we're hitting everything that we throw up?
It's hard to expect a lot of makes, I think, but I definitely want them to shoot a lot of threes. I think that's probably been my biggest, I don't know if I'd say criticism, but the thing I think we haven't done quite as good a job yet is just killing it from three. We've had a couple games. We had a half against Utah Valley that looked pretty sharp. And then the New Mexico one was pretty good, you know, so it's kind of coming a little bit of waves at times, but I mean, in the past we've been a little bit better from three, you know, and we're certainly, you know, competent enough, but we've definitely played a little bit more defensive this year. Like, I think one of the things we've really emphasized from the beginning was just being a little bit more solid defensively, you know, and we're not very flashy on the defensive end. We don't force a lot of turnovers. It's just pretty straightforward D and try to get the rebounds when someone misses. And it's really worked for us this year. So the commitment on that end has been a big thing. But yeah, if I'm going to complain about something, I wish we'd shoot more threes and more threes. It's a lot of fun when you're chucking it up from three, I think.
That's after hitting double digit threes in multiple games this weekend. So
I think last year we averaged, I think, like 10 made threes a game. And I think we've only hit over 10 maybe like once or twice this year. So, yeah, it's probably like, you know, the rich guy complaining about taxes or something. It's just like, you know, it doesn't really hold a lot of weight most of the time.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of the defense, man, I wanted to ask you about that. I was looking at the stats. I mean, you guys averaged nearly 8 steals and 6 blocks per game. Is that, I mean, obviously as a coach, you want that number to increase, but how do you feel about that? You've already mentioned that you like what you guys are doing on the defensive end right now, but just the aggressiveness a little bit more.
Yeah. I mean, we've played well defensively. I think some of that was a conscious thing. You know, last year we really struggled. We were really, really small and we spent, you know, the majority of the season playing without a post player. So we were scrambling a lot and really working hard to junk up things. And we weren't very consistent because of that, because we were always having to try to adjust based on who we were playing against. And this year, you know, we've a little more balance on our roster. And I think that just that combined with just the commitment to play defense on that, you know, and consistently, I think that the girls have really seen that translate into the wins. And once they kind of see that, you know, that translation, you know, they feel like, oh, this is going to help us win. You know, people are definitely more willing to do it, because it's not the, you know, people aren't as excited to play defense most of the time as they are off. You know, I think when you see the rewards from it, you buy into it.
Talk about having maybe, I mean, you're 6-7, maybe even 8 deep that you can put somebody out there in any given night, any one of those, maybe top eight, nine players can have a big night. I mean, how nice is that of a luxury for you as a head coach?
I mean, certainly I'm not going to complain about it. No question. I think it's something I've kind of struggled with a little bit this year. I mean, the more people you have to play, the harder it is to divide up the playing time. And I think that, you know, that's something that's been really nice to see from the coaching side of it, is just how selfless the girls have been, in just kind of, you know, recognizing that, you know, sometimes it's going to be somebody else's night, and they've been really supportive of one another. And I think that really just feeds into the culture of the team, and knowing that, you know, like there's some nights Brittany Thomas, you know, plays 13 or 14 minutes, and you know, maybe Harper, who's playing behind her, is the one killing it. And Thomas is one of the first people up cheering for Caitlin. And so I think that just shows what kind of a culture we have on our team, and just like how much they bought into selflessness, which is one of our values as a team. And I mean, that just makes me feel great as a coach when they're buying into those things.
When you look at winning programs, that's kind of what it is. You know, it doesn't matter who has the big night, everybody kind of,
yeah,
comes together and supports each other. So, I mean, that's another pinpoint that we could point where, you know, the 16-0 is coming from. And I wanted to ask you about UTRGV. I know they got Amara Graham. They've kind of struggled a little bit, but like I said, preseason WAC player of the year, Amara Graham's there. Edinburgh's never easy to play in. I know it's a long trip for everybody, kind of the travel craziness of it, but
it's definitely the hardest trip of the year.
I was supposed to go last weekend, but GCU and UTRGV men's got canceled, so I wasn't able to go to South Texas. There's a couple reasons I'm disappointed, but I won't go into that right now. But anyways, but what do you see in that matchup? I mean, I know that I was told by Daniel Cook, your SID, that you're really focused on one game at a time and not really talking about it, but how do you keep the girls also focus on this series,
yeah,
knowing what's possibly next weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing about the season is, I mean, every game counts the same, especially when you get into the league play. It doesn't matter which team you beat. It still goes as one in the win or one in the loss. And you're going to need a certain number of wins to win that thing. And so I think from week to week, it doesn't matter what team you're playing. You know, I think the other thing with UTRGV is it's interesting is that they just haven't played a lot of games in the league, you know? And so, yeah, it looks like they've struggled a little bit, right? But nobody really knows, because going into the year, I would have definitely said, hey, they're going to be a, you know, top half team, top four, top three, something like that. And, you know, and I think Lane is a really good coach. And so, I mean, we've never won there either, you know, so we're like, I think we're 0-2 in our trips down there. It's a tough place to play. And I think that kind of helps motivate the team. You know, it's like, hey, CBU's never won at UTRGV. So let's go down there and do it. And also, like I said, they just kind of know that, you know, our goal is to win the WAC regular season. And in order to do that, you're going to have to go and win some road games. And, you know, we're going to try to do that on Friday. And we know it's going to be pretty tough.
Talk about the importance of your team. Just kind of, there was a question I had and now it's gone. Like staying focused on the goal at hand and not like, you know how some teams get that attitude where they pat themselves on the back because they're getting all the accolades and the hype and stuff. Talk about how the experience you have on your roster, the leadership is keeping your girls from doing that and just staying focused on your goal of winning that WAC regular season championship.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's something that everyone kind of struggles with. And I'm sure we might be struggling with it now, or we could be struggling with it, you know, in a week or two. Like, it's kind of hard to, you know, you don't really know you've done it. You're struggling with that until it's too late. But I think the biggest thing we try to do is just try to stay grounded and just, I mean, really, we don't take ourselves too seriously. You know, and we're just here to play ball. You know, we're going to show up every day to practice, you know, and we're going to compete. You know, the girls like competing with each other on the court. You know, it's especially in a year like this where there's not a lot of stuff they're able to do outside of basketball in school. I think they've done a good job of just embracing, you know, the competitiveness of being at practice, being at games, and having had a game or two canceled. Like, I think just being thankful that we have those opportunities to play, you know. And I think, you know, as soon as you start looking far ahead, you know, like, you, that game may not happen. You know, like, you don't know. I mean, we thought we were playing at UTRGV 2 weeks ago, and it never happened. And, you know, because that's just how 2020-21 season's going, and you can't take anything for granted, and you have to be appreciative of every game you get. And you may have one day to prepare. You may have 2 weeks to prepare. It doesn't matter. You got to show up. You got to be ready to ball.
Speaking of that, I wanted to ask you about your thoughts on the back-to-backs in conference play. I mean, obviously, the adjustments have to be made on the fly, really, after that first game. But how have you – do you like it? Or is it one of those things where you're just so excited when you get back to home and homes and having maybe 48 hours in between games?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely difficult to play the same team twice. And I think every series we've had, that second game has been a little bit of a grind, you know, for both teams. And – remember the first weekend we played Utah Valley, who, I mean, obviously, I think they were picked to win the media, or I can't, one of us was picked to win one and the other one. So this is good teams, right? And so we win the first game and I go home Friday night and I'm just like watching all the video. And I'm just filling up my paper with notes of things we're going to do different tomorrow, because we're going to outsmart these guys somehow. And it just kind of dawns on me. We get to shoot around the next morning, like, everybody's tired. Nobody wants to be there. And because they're just out of gas, because they got to turn and play, you know, in a couple hours, the same team. And basically just threw that piece of paper away. And I'm just like, all right, well, we're just gonna have to do what we normally do. It's, you know, it's not that complicated sometimes, you know, but I do think it is a struggle to play the same team twice. And I think the second game is never quite as good as the first one. Just from like a, you know, how it's played, it's probably more competitive and probably more interesting for the fans, because it's going to be a lot closer most of the time.
Sure.
But it's been a grind, but, you know, like I said, we're just happy to play when we can play. And if this is the best way to get games in, we'll play 3-4 times if we need to.
So I'm wondering, you know, maybe I'll get your thoughts on this. I don't even know if you guys have had a close game on Friday night. So I don't know if you can answer this, but like, have you noticed that if you have a close game Friday night, Saturday night seems to go a lot smoother for some reason. I don't know. I've noticed that on the men's side that, like, if it's a close game Friday night, Saturday night seems to be one of those where one team just runs away with it. So I don't know if you've seen that with your team or, you know, your thoughts on that.
I feel like we've played a little bit better on Fridays. And I think on Saturdays, kind of like, we're tired, you're tired. Let's kind of like, you know, you're just kind of like muddling through it a little bit. But I think a lot of that just introduces a level of randomness too. You know, I think you're more likely for, you know, a lesser team to beat a better team when you're playing multiple times. But at the same time, like, I mean, it is, you know, it's basketball, you know, there's a lot of good teams in this league and it's going to be tough to win whether you play somebody once or you play them twice, but it's definitely been interesting. I don't know how the NBA guys do it where they're playing like a best of seven series. I mean, by that, you know, sixth or seventh game, it's like, you stopped scouting like 3 or 4 days ago, you know, but it's like, I don't know what they're talking about at practice, you know, it's got to drive them crazy.
That's interesting. Interesting. Yeah. Hey, so one question I want to ask you here before I let you go. I want to just – I don't want to get a preview or anything about it. I just want to know how excited you are to have a top 10 team potentially coming to CBU Events Arena since it was announced today that the Oregon Duck women team is going to be coming to CBU on February 22nd. So just to have a top 10 team coming in, I think a lot of people were a little shocked when they saw that that was going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we're just happy to, you know, get an extra game, to be honest with you, and not have to travel anywhere. You know, the fact that it's Oregon, which is, you know, one of the marquee teams on the West Coast is kind of cool. I mean, it just kind of is what it is. Like, I mean, we'll find out how much we like it after the game starts, after the game finishes. Right. I mean, everybody's excited to play the best teams when, you know, before the game starts. And then when the game starts, you're kind of like, oh man, these guys are good. You know, but I think that's kind of one of the things we're trying to really like emphasize with our team and our program is, you know, we'll go and play some games that are tough. You know, we'll go on the road and play teams. We're fortunate enough that Oregon was going to be in our area and needed a game, you know, and if we'll just kind of take our chances and see what happens. I mean, I think the biggest thing that makes me nervous about that is we have such a tough stretch coming up in the WAC. You know, we, like you said, we're at UTRGV, which in my mind is the toughest place to play. And then you're going to have Grand Canyon coming here, you know, and right now they're in second place, you know, and they're only one game behind us, you know, and there's just not a lot of room for error on that. And that's really our goal is to win the WAC regular season, you know, and I was likening it to today when I told the girls we're going to schedule that game is it's kind of like, you can't have dessert before you have dinner, you know, like you got to like focus on the meat and potatoes of what's going on here. And, you know, that game's just kind of for fun and we'll just happens when it comes, because win or lose, it's not going to make a difference at the end of the year, that game, you know, but the games against UTRGV, the games against GCU, we would have Seattle after that. Like, I mean, those games mean something, you know, that's what we're playing for. That's what we've been working so hard for. So, you know, my hope is, you know, we're more focused on those than anything. And we can keep things moving.
All right. That's CBU Women's Basketball Head Coach Jared Olson. Jared, congrats on the 200th win. I know that it's kind of – you weren't even thinking about it at the time, but congrats on the 200th win this past Friday. And good luck the rest of the season. Lancers are 16-0 overall, 8-0 WAC play. Like I said, big series at UTRGV this weekend. And then next weekend, you know, with Grand Canyon coming to Riverside. So – Jared, again, appreciate you and appreciate taking the time out today to come talk to me.
All right, thank you very much. Anytime.